Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss inspections.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Marcia, in the show yesterday, we talked about doing an inspection, if it's an estate or even if it's a property that you live in, doing an inspection prior to putting that on the market. Let's talk about that real quick. Do you recommend sellers do that?
Well, I like it because there is a vulnerable spot after you've got the offer you've chosen in hand and all the buyers have left, the other buyers behind that offer, with the exception of maybe you have a backup offer. They've left, gone away, and now you're going to get inspection started. If the inspection start at that point, you're vulnerable as a seller that they'll discover something and say, hey, I should have known this, but like the carpet was stained. I knew it was stained or ceiling heat, but I did not know that the Zinsco panel was there and that meant that it was an obsolete and dangerous part of the electrical system and I need that replaced. So the discovery later is expensive and you don't have the alternative of going to a plan B offer so easily.
Okay, so let's also tell the listeners, because for a lot of people, they probably have no idea, what does a whole house inspection cost, just a ballpark, and what does a termite and dry rot inspection cost?
They package those generally. There are very few companies that will do just the dry rot inspection report. So I'd say it's $500 to $750. Money well spent. Think about it. If you're a buyer and you had a reputable inspection in hand about the house you're purchasing, you could come in more prepared to be realistic out of the gate in the offer, understanding the condition. Even if the condition says something significant, like there's a roof problem, you could get a bid as a seller on the roof before putting it on the market so that it's out there. The more they know on, so that they can screen themselves prior to taking the home off the market, the better.
I definitely agree with that. And I see that in apartment complexes. When I'm representing a seller, I'll ask them, what's the age of the roof? And they're not sure. We'll get a roof bid because roof bids in particular for apartment complexes can be all over the board. So I want just at least a mid-range one so I know a rough number.
And you probably have a challenge with all the units you have to propose that they purchase when you can't get into all those units.
It does make it very difficult. The other thing that I try to do, obviously, is we're trying to be low key so the tenants don't ask a lot of questions and get rattled and concerned that their rent is going to go up. So what I typically ask a seller is, show me your two oldest units and show me your worst unit, and then show me the last one that you just have rehabbed recently, or whether it's paint and carpet, or show me the newest tenant that's moved in. So I like to see at least four units.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.